Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct and Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Well, isn't that just like a Republican to store up all that 4 years and then try and project Trump onto Biden? Really? Yeah, because, you know, Biden, he's a lot weaker than Trump, right? He didn't have lunch with all the dictators and all the fascists. It's kind of funny that Clown Jay likes to spend a lot of his time listening to our radio station. I don't know why he doesn't just get his own show on some righty-whitey, but... he's wrong, of course, and the Republican Party is wrong, and Joe Manchin's wrong. But then I've been saying he's a Republican for a long time. Who goes on Fox News instead of MSNBC or CNN because they might get hard-pressed for what he had to say, right?
Yeah, but here's a good pizza bug. I like the fact that Republicans call into the show, and I'll tell you why.
So do I.
I think that dialogue hones the arguments, and frankly... you're absolutely right that Trump is the agent of Putin, and you're absolutely right that Biden has stood up to people that Trump wouldn't, and also you're right that Manchin led Biden down the primrose path, met with him last Tuesday and gave him a written proposal that Biden accepted, and Pelosi is going to try to go and vote on it this coming month or so. Good luck. You know, I mean, you go and you put in, say, let's say she brings in the written proposal from Manchin that he handed to Trump. And he goes, right. Okay, everybody vote on this exactly word for word, word for word. And they pass it. Manchin's still not going to pass it. He'll say, I changed my mind. He's doing this slow striptease all this time. I couldn't agree with you more. Pizza Box, thanks for calling, my friend. Everybody, Pizza Box Mike is a host on this station. And he has a show noon on Saturdays, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. Got to listen to it. Plenty of personality, plenty of opinion, plenty of opinion, good opinion. Okay, we're going to Georgia. We're going to Georgia. No, not over in Asia, right on the line between Asia and Europe. Not that Georgia. We're going to Georgia. Sweet Georgia. Republicans down there, basically bad news, most of them. There's a clown. His name is Butch Miller. He's lieutenant governor, or he's running for lieutenant governor. He's the Senate president, Republican, gerrymandered legislature, running for lieutenant governor. He just came out with a proposal. He's putting in a bill to eliminate drop boxes. Totally eliminate drop boxes. That has been shown that would devastatingly hit African-American voters. You know, in Atlanta, at a 550,000 votes, about 300 or 350 were put in drop boxes. And then to claims that somehow they're insecure, there was a bill already passed that locates the drop boxes in the voting places themselves. And they're only open and available when voting is going on. So somebody has an absentee ballot that's proper, signed, notarized, sealed. They walk into the voting place and they don't have to go through a line. They put it in the drop box and the voting people are watching. It's all cool. It's all cool. And this clown wants to eliminate that because he wants to eliminate absentee voting. And the irony is, I got to tell you this, as I was growing up and up until not too long ago, absentee ballots were almost all Republican. You know, the commentators that go, well, here's the in-person voting. The Democrats slightly ahead, but it doesn't look good for them because there's 20,000 absentee votes out, and we all know what that means. I mean, that's the kind of thing you heard. That is no longer true. That is no longer true. Some states have nothing but absentee voting. Colorado, Oregon, mail-in voting, nothing but it. But where you have either, like in Wisconsin, for instance, like in our state, you can go in person. I've always liked to do that. But with COVID, a lot of people want to just vote and not have to hassle on election day. Maybe they're voting, they're working, can't get off. They have kids, can't get childcare. It's a hassle. So they get an absentee ballot and they mail it in or they put it in a drop box. And this clown, Butch Miller, running for lieutenant governor, presently the Senate president, is going, let's get rid of them at all. Let's get rid of early of absentee voting. And let's throw 200,000 people off the rolls in Atlanta. And let's have very few voting machines in urban areas. Half of them are broken. And if anybody gives anybody a cup of water in line, it's a felony. That's what's going on in Georgia right now. Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, you know, he's a Republican, but he's the guy that hung tall. And he said, I'm certifying Biden. Trump's attacking him. Raffensperger is running for re-election. He's had death threats. I really admire him, quite frankly. And he said, there was nothing wrong with our elections. Nothing wrong with our drop boxes. We had them secured. They were on video. And he said the one thing that was wrong, and one thing in all of Georgia, some woman came into the drop box and dropped it in 1 minute after the time period. In other words, let's say that you could drop it in up till 8 p.m. She came in at 8.01 p.m. Big deal. It was not a fraudulent ballot. It was put in late. The answer is you have somebody at the drop boxes, and at 8 p.m., you close them. One person. And this is the kind of clown operation that's going on down in Georgia, sweet Georgia, sweet Georgia peach. Great state. I like going down to Georgia. But I'll tell you what, some very gnarly folks in the Republican Party down there, and that's a polite way of putting it. One little piece of good news. The Bill O'Reilly, Donald Trump show on the road is not doing well. They're calling it the History Tour. The History Tour. It was in Orlando, now it's in Houston, and it's drawing sparse crowds. Tickets are $100 to $300 bucks. You know, Bill O'Reilly is old news. He was a popular guy on Fox. Now he's been off for a couple of years. You know, knowing name recognition, I have a feeling that a lot of people forget about him. And Trump is just an old bull with one horn. I mean, he's going around bellowing is all he's doing. There's only 62% sold out in Orlando. Orlando, over a third didn't sell. Fox News, they closed the upper, or in Houston, Fox News was O'Reilly, he got canned. In Houston, they closed the upper section. And somebody paid only $100, and they go up there as, I have a deal for you. Do you want to sit in a $300 seat? Oh, yeah. And they show him down closer to where the action is because there was nobody there. There was nobody there. There's plenty of empty seats. What does that mean? Well, lack of enthusiasm. Who's O'Reilly and Trump? Lack of enthusiasm. Trump is beginning to wear a little thin. You know, when you keep calling the president of the minority leader of the Senate, Moscow Mitch, you call him the broken down old crow, get him out of there, he's a rhino. And you call all the Senate rhinos. These people, they nurse revenge. They don't have the guts to stand up and talk back to him directly, unlike a Liz Cheney, but they plot revenge. They all have a dagger up their sleeve. And Trump thinks he's going to be the nominee again. Yeah, he may be popular with some of the base, but you know something, when you insult the entire leadership all the time and call them names and rhinos, that ain't working. We're going to a break. The lines just came alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.